This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. American troops pulled out of their main military base in Afghanistan on Friday. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
The Bagram pullout brings an effective end to the longest war in American history. The base, an hour's drive north of Kabul, was where the U.S. military coordinated its air war and logistical support for its entire Afghan mission. It was also where the CIA ran a black site detention center for terrorism suspects and subjected them to abuse that President Barack Obama subsequently acknowledged as torture. Earlier this week, the top U.S. commander, General Austin Miller, told journalists in Kabul that civil war for Afghanistan was a possibility, with Taliban fighters sweeping into districts around the country in recent weeks as foreign troops flew home. An Afghan official said the base would be handed over to the government at a ceremony on Saturday.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Rescue efforts continue in the aftermath of a partial building collapse in Surfside, Florida, that has left at least 20 people dead and 128 unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said Friday that two bodies were found Thursday evening.
Tragically, one of those victims was the 7-year-old daughter of a City of Miami firefighter.
The remains of the two victims were seen being placed into body bags Friday and taken to medical examiner vans parked nearby. Florida officials are working on plans to demolish what's left of the oceanfront condominium building. The plans were revealed Thursday after concerns about the structure's instability prompted a 15-hour halt to the search for survivors. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden praised Friday's strong monthly jobs report, saying it was a sign that his economic and pandemic fighting strategies were working. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hemrick says this is above the average rate of job growth this year.
So this suggests that we are playing catch up to some degree.
At the White House just days before the 4th of July.
Today's job news brought us something else to celebrate.
President Biden says wages went up too. He says the script is being flipped.
Instead of workers competing with each other for jobs that are scarce, employers are competing with each other to attract workers.
The president also suggested his economic policies were intended to make it easier for workers to find higher paying jobs. Hiring in June was noticeably strong in restaurants, bars, and hotels, which collectively absorbed the brunt of the layoffs from the recession. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The United States on Friday slapped fresh sanctions on 22 individuals, including four Myanmar government ministers, in response to the February military coup and attacks against the country's pro-democracy movement. In a two-pronged action, the Treasury and Commerce Departments announced the punishments as part of Washington's continued response to the overthrow of Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. The sanctions do not target the Myanmar people, but are aimed at pressuring the military to immediately restore Burma's path to democracy, according to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. The head of the World Health Organization said the planet is currently in a very dangerous period of the COVID-19 pandemic, noting that the easy-to-spread Delta variant has now been seen in nearly 100 countries. At a press briefing, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the Delta variant, first seen in India, is continuing to evolve and mutate, and that it is fast becoming the predominant COVID-19 virus in many countries.
In those countries with low vaccination coverage, terrible scenes of hospitals overflowing are again becoming the norm. But no country on earth is out of the woods yet.
He noted that 3 billion doses of vaccine have already been distributed. Of the vaccine doses given globally, fewer than 2% have been in poorer countries. Russian authorities reported a record-breaking 679 confirmed COVID-19 deaths on Friday, the country's highest daily death toll for the fourth day in a row. No plans are being discussed for a lockdown, however. Daily new infections have more than doubled over the past month, soaring from around 9,000 in early June to more than 20,000 this week. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.